All right, let's get into it. Boots and salutes this morning, 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727, whatever is on your mind. Maybe you want to talk about the fact that City Council is going to vote on Monday whether or not we name the promenade along River Landing for Joni Mitchell. That one came up. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I got a boot for Trudeau today. I see that he's changing the rules on immigration with them. If you're sick and you need special care, they used to be disqualified, but now they're letting them back into Canada. So I'm thinking, if he's got that much money that he can spend on people coming into Canada that are sick, why doesn't he spend that money that on people that are already here that are sick? And my second boot is for the media. Because on the news the other day, that kid that ran over, that guy that ran over all them people in Toronto, they had his father on the news, and the media was just hounding him. And I don't understand how that's a news story. Like, the poor guy, he's almost breaking down into tears, and all they're doing is asking him, was your son mentally ill? You know, was your son this? Was your son that? Like, man, there's got to be some respect there, too, you know?
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I have a suggestion for your grad sale. Why don't you guys take out the 11:30 news? I've been trying to get in for about a week and can't get a call in, but I'm try again today, guys.
All right, thanks for your call. I love it. Everybody's programmer. That's awesome. All right. Your question this morning, too, if you want to go to our website, cjwwradio.com, where, among other things, you can always catch up on what maybe came up on the grad sale the previous day. You can also have your say. And the question is, well, going into a beautiful spring weekend, are you going to take off your winter tires? And 52% have their winter tires off already. 37% no. You can go to our website, cjwwradio.com, and have your say. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Don't listen to your radio. Go ahead. All right. So I tell you what. Give us a call, 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. That guy that was talking about the news at 11:30. Yeah, maybe he's bang on, but that was a pretty rude comment of you to say that everybody's a programmer. You know that? Very rude of you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Big bouquet and many thanks to everybody that came out to help us when we were getting flooded at Ozzy Beach last Sunday.
Very nice.
They came with everything because the water was coming down fast and hard. And it did quite a bit of damage to one yard and the road to the dock and stuff, but they managed to keep it away from the cabins going in. So a big thank you to everybody who came to help.
All right. Well, thank you very much. All right. You know, Dave, I want to bring you in on this one because you were talking last night something going on downtown with a bike rider on the street. What was happening?
Being the rules of the road because, of course, more and more coming out with the warm weather. Well,
right.
Yesterday, downtown Saskatoon, one cyclist was out on 4th Avenue, and it was amazing. Coming back in from Humboldt, there's a huge lineup of cars. I'm like, what's going on here? There must be a street sweeper or something. No, it was actually the cyclist not using the bike lane. It's
Ooh.
Incredible. So to all cyclists, remember, you are like a vehicle on the road.
Yes. All right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Yes, I agree with that other fella. You were very, very rude there. That was not nice.
All right. Well, I apologize for that. And I hope it's accepted. It's 5 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and our phone lines are open, 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. That's the thing, too, about communication is it's not always received the way it's intended. And I certainly didn't mean because that was Bill who called in, and I certainly didn't mean to be rude to Bill. Everybody has an opinion, and that's fine. A lot of times, opinions are great, and you take them into consideration, and you make programming decisions as you go ahead. So there certainly wasn't any intent to be rude to anybody. We listen to all the feedback that we get about our radio station because we know it means something to you, just like it means a whole lot to us. So thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. In the meantime, one of the things with the nice weather, I wanted to get Les Lazarick in here again because people have been talking about going golfing. And why not? So the golf courses that are opening this weekend, Lester?
The Willows, they're ready to go with 18 of their 27 holes this weekend. The Saskatoon Golf and Country Club, while private, they also do take green fee players as well. They're opening up for the weekend or for the season starting on Saturday. On Sunday, Dakota Dunes will get going. Their driving range is open. A lot of the driving ranges around the city are open, Steve.
Right.
But as far as the actual courses open that I was able to get in touch with over the last couple of days, those are the three that I know of for sure that are opening. While the city courses, I don't know, but you might be wise to check out the City of Saskatoon website to see where they're at as well.
All right. Well, thanks, Les. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning. Hey, I'd like to give a salute to a local talent here in town. His name's Tom Symes, and he just put out a movie because of Gracia. And I just want to salute him. It was a good movie, and I guess there's another matinee on Saturday at the Roxy. And I just want to give him a big salute. He's local talent, and he's got all kinds of awards all over North America. So,
Tom Symes is
salute
a very
to you.
Tom Symes is a very good man, so that is a well-deserved salute. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to salute all the programmers out there. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. A couple of minutes still, and we've got some time to get your calls on to the radio, 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to salute the weather. Thank God it's beautiful out.
Hey, are you getting ready to get out into the field?
Actually, I'm in construction, and a lot of our job sites are drying out finally, so that's why I like the nice weather.
So finally, you can get some work done. Good on you. Enjoy the weather. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. Just good luck to all the farmers. I'm just starting my tractor.
Hey, good job. Get out there. Thanks very much for calling. Good luck. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to salute the weather also. It's about time we had some decent weather.
Yes.
Now the city's got to pull up their socks and let us back out there May 1st instead of May 14th on the ball diamonds.
Yes.
Keep up the good weather, buddy.
I found out that the city has delayed that until the 14th of May, haven't they?
Well, they're talking maybe the 7th, possibly the 14th, if not sooner. So hopefully it will turn around.
Hopefully sooner. Thanks. Good morning. Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to salute my wife this morning for inviting me in the shower.
And that wraps up our Friday edition of Boots and Salutes. Brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they have you covered.
Full Yard Carpet in Melford and Kinnersley is your one-stop flooring shop for brand-name Tarkett vinyl flooring, carpet, hardwood, laminate, ceramic tile, and Hunter Douglas blinds. When you walk in the door, you're greeted by Full Yard's professional staff. They guide you every step of the way. They consider your taste, function, wear factor, and budget, so your flooring purchase is seamless. Full Yard Carpet has in-house installers, and that's a huge customer advantage. Located on Highway 6 South, Melford, and also in Kindersley.
Attention farmers, due to the extreme snow and cold weather, Bruce Schepansky Auctions have